The Up North Podcast is a group endeavor of the individuals who are yapping at you right now, and that's our cue to talk about our day jobs. Kristen Bry will tell you about Asgo's Wisconsin in a sec, and Kirk Bangstead will talk about the Minocqua Brewing Company momentarily as well. I'm Pat Kreitlow. I'm the managing editor of an entirely separate entity from this podcast, coincidentally and very conveniently called Up North News. We're a no-nonsense digital newsroom that tells you all about how today's headlines impact Wisconsin families and the things we value about living up here. Up North News explains in plain English how people in Madison and Washington are making decisions that help or hurt our hometowns, what's working and what's not, who's working and who's not. We live to expose misinformation, and we tell the stories of people, places, and happenings that make this state the very best state, if we do say so ourselves. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by searching for Up North News WI. Don't forget the WI. Or our website, upnorthnewswi.com. Kristen.
I am Kristen Bry, creator of As Goes Wisconsin, which is a daily series of social media videos that combines all things Wisconsin, whether it be history, sports, or politics, and breaks it down with a comedic twist in videos that are in videos that are 60 seconds or less. Just today, I documented, as I said earlier, the side effects I got from my second dose of Moderna.
And looking good in the process, I might add.
Well, you know, no makeup. I really exposed myself there. I was really brave, as they like to say. And then next week, I'm going to be talking about what your municipal clerk actually does and why you should thank them. And I have some trivia on some conservation trivia to take a stab at. Whether you find yourself checking Facebook or Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok the most, you can find me at any of those platforms at As Goes Wisconsin.
Mr. Bangstead.
Thank you, sir. I just wanted to give a little update on the brewing company, Minocqua Brewing Company. We started to convince stores all over Wisconsin to start carrying progressive beer. And that's not only good for us, but I think it's also good for Wisconsin. And this is why. The more people that see and celebrate our president and vice president, President Biden, Vice President Harris, with Biden beer and Kamala beer, the more it will seem that those who said our election was rigged are nothing more than conspiracy theorists. The more people who see Fair Maps IPA in a beer can, the more people will be tuned in to the evils of gerrymandering. And the more people who see Bernie Brew in stores, the more people will know what democratic socialism is all about and how it's not a bad word. It's actually a form of government used in Finland, Norway, Sweden, that their standard of living happens to be better than Americans. So if you, of course, we donate 5% of all of our profits to our super PAC, which we're spending on radio ads, billboards, voter outreach, convincing Northwoods voters to help make our politics as clean as our lakes and streams. So if you'd like to support this effort, please buy our beer, buy our t-shirts, or donate straight to the super PAC. You can find out how to do all that stuff at MinocquaBrewingCompany.com.
We also want to thank Devil Radio, News Talk 92.7, where we air live on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. And the Up North Podcast is made possible by Sitecast, a leading nationally recognized website solutions firm based in the Northwoods of Wisconsin, because, hey, nerds live up north too. Now back to the show.
Are we talking about vaccinations yet, Pat? Is this our cue?
I think we will. Let's start with that. Welcome back to the Up North Podcast. I'm Pat Kreitlow, along with Kristen Bry and Kirk Bangstead. And it's time to talk about what life is going to look like when the coronavirus pandemic eventually fades and life returns to something that is almost normal again. So I'm going to hit a button, open up a camera over here, and let's see if we can bring in our guest, attorney Chris Bremer, who's joining us by Zoom here. Let's see, here we go. We should be seeing her in just a second, and we are going to talk about, there she is now.
Yay!
Looking for all intents and purposes like she's in Merrill, not on Lac du Flambeau, but
Chris,
nice to have you here. Thank you for being part of the Up North Podcast.
Thank you for having me. I love it.
By the way, Pat, before you go on, I just want to thank Chris for coming on the show. Chris has been done so much for the state of Wisconsin, and she's been a real mentor to me in politics. And thank you so much. It's great to see you, Chris. I'm so happy you're on the show tonight.
Thank you. It's always good to see you, Kurt. A lot of laughs, always. And, now, and Kristen, I'm so impressed with As Goes Wisconsin. It's just an amazing thing. And,
oh, thank you.
Of course, Pat Kreitlow has been a hero of mine for a long, long time. So great to be here with friends.
I have no idea how to react to that. So I'm going to move on before
he's blushing.
Hey, we were going to talk to Chris in our second half hour about, the way that we go about filling judicial vacancies and how we make judgeships a little less political. But since we were going to talk about proof of vaccination in this block, we asked Chris to join us a little bit earlier in the quick 3 minutes that we have here to talk a little bit about something that's all the rage right now. Folks refer to it as a vaccine passport and whether they should be encouraged or banned. It just seems to me vaccine passports become one of those loaded, politicized terms. And so let's just call it what it is, proof of vaccination. And the question is simple here. Is there value in providing proof of vaccination in certain circumstances? And the answer is, are you kidding me? Of course it is. But the law is actually a little vague about this, at least in terms of what federal law says, but how state law could go either way to basically, circumvent federal law. Chris, tell us a bit more about what exactly that means.
Well, under federal law, proof of vaccination can be really important. I mean, I wanted to go visit a friend in a nursing home. They wouldn't let me in until I showed them my CDC card, and I got in. So it was great. But, there are ethical considerations to this, not so much legal right now, but ethical. And the ethics of it is certain people have not been able to get a vaccination. And so now it's much more wide open and more people can get it. But until you knew that you could get one, it was not really, it's really an ethical and moral question. Can you require a vaccination card when not everybody could get a vaccination? So under the federal law, you should know that absolutely, if you are an employer you're under the ADA, which means you have 15 employees, you can require proof of vaccination.
This has been around for 100 years. It dates back to yellow fever.
Absolutely. And as long as you are not discriminating on the basis of disability or religion, you can require a vaccination card. So, it's state law that's going to take it out from us. There is a bill right now pending in our state legislature that says that you cannot require a vaccination or proof of vaccination in Wisconsin. I believe our wise governor, who's governed by science and goodwill for our people, will veto this bill if it actually comes to a vote, but it is pending.
Yeah, it is. And it seems like the pro-virus crowd, because I don't know how else to set this up, is looking to set up some more super spreader events because there have been so many of them. And so to remove that possibility, especially when that vaccine is now fairly available, there's now greater demand than supply, tells me that we've got to work on that end of things. And we're going to talk more about it right after this break and then talk about judicial vacancies as well. Thanks for being here at the cabin. You are up north. We'll be right back.